Early voting is underway in Texas for the state's March 1st primary. There's a key Democratic race in South Texas. Nine-term Congressman Henry Cuellar is once again being challenged by his former intern, Progressive Jessica Cisneros. It was already closely watched and is even more so after the FBI raided Cuellar's home and office. Texas Public Radio, Sophia Sanchez reports.
In his hometown of Laredo, Texas, Representative Henry Cuellar is deep-seated. He's been in office since 2005 and even has an elementary school named after him.
I've been voting for several years. I think Henry's done an incredible job. I think he's brought a lot of money to our community.
That's Cristobal Rodriguez, real estate sales agent and Laredoan. Many here in the 28th Congressional District have a sense of pride about Cuellar's powerful position on the House Appropriations Committee. He touts his ability to reach across the aisle and get things done. Here he is in a new ad, one of many recently flooding the airwaves.
We cannot have leaders that are uncompromising and extreme.
I will always vote in the best interest of our constituents.
But some of those constituents have found it hard to make sense of his voting record. Cuellar is considered one of the most conservative Democrats in the House. He has taken right-leaning stances on abortion rights, gun control, and immigration. Now he's facing off against Jessica Cisneros, a 28-year-old progressive who narrowly lost to Cuellar 2 years ago and is challenging him again. Cecilia Rodriguez and her husband are at a political rally in Laredo. When I ask them who they're supporting for Congress, they look at each other and laugh. Rodriguez has known Cuellar's family for years. She's a court administrator who appreciates the federal grants he brings to her community. But she's conflicted.
I don't agree that he doesn't vote for gun control, that he voted against the woman's right to choose. I need to think of the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is my community. And that's hard to say. Sorry.
An FBI raid on Cuellar's Laredo home and campaign office only added to the conflict for voters. Cuellar co-chairs the House Azerbaijan caucus, and ABC and CBS News report that the raids are part of a federal investigation into the country and a group of U.S. businessmen who have ties to it. NPR has not confirmed that reporting. While many supporters are rushing to Cuellar's defense, others say it's time for a change. Crystal Valles, a teacher in Laredo, says the FBI investigation has only hardened her disapproval.
I've already viewed him differently since before, but it just added to the doubt of him running for office.
Cuellar's office declined multiple requests for comment, but he released a video saying he is cooperating with the investigation.
He committed to ensuring that justice and the law is upheld. There is an ongoing investigation that will show that there was no wrongdoing on my part.
Cisneros has used the FBI raid to make the point that Cuellar's ties and votes extend outside the district's interests. She points out that Cuellar has taken large campaign donations from organizations such as the Koch brothers, big oil companies, and the private prison industry.
Well, his votes, if you want to make sense of it, just follow the money.
Cisneros and a third candidate in the race, Tania Benavides, are calling for accountability and transparency for their community. Here's Cisneros in a recent ad.
They said change was impossible here. But we showed them that the dreams of immigrants, truckers, rancheros, and teachers can be just as powerful as their corporate dollars.
Texas's 28th district stretches from Laredo, along the border to the Rio Grande Valley, up to San Antonio, where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came to stump for Cisneros earlier this month.
Jessica Cisneros has really shown what is possible, not just here in San Antonio, but all the way stretching down to South Texas. And she's shown that we don't have to accept a status quo in politics before we actually fight for change.
Henry Flores, a political scientist at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, says the contest highlights a wave of young progressives championing reform and trying to unseat established politicians. He says Cuellar is in the political battle of his career against Cisneros.
I think it's one of the races that will tell us where the nation's going.
Democrats across the country are keeping a nervous eye on this race. Whoever wins next week's primary will then try to hold on to a district that Republicans are targeting as a seat they could flip. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Sanchez in San Antonio.